Welcome to the Wallace Show Aftercast, all the things we did not get to during the course of the show today. I had a lot of people while I was gone saying, hey, where's the Aftercast? You guys get fired? Stuff like that. So, it's good to be missed. But no, just on vacation and back.
And also, too, we always keep updates on what's happening with the podcast and the Aftercast if you join the Potty group on Facebook. So text Potty, P-O-D-D-I-E, to 91979. So Potty to 91979. And there you can join the Potty group and get your updates so you're not left wondering.
Oh, good. Oh, well, excellent. Well, it's good to be back. Kind of a weird day, like coming back in the middle of the week like this. And we got like today and then tomorrow and then another weekend, which is great. So
yeah,
I do
not
like
complaining.
That. No, it's just weird for me coming back in. I felt like it was Sunday night last night and I woke up this morning at 3:15, something like that. I was in here at like 4:30, just I couldn't sleep. And so I'm like, all right, well, let's go get some work done, you know? And so I'm a little tired now.
Yeah, understandable.
Left it all on the field early. And I really petered out before like the second half.
Well, and also too, we found out you got another kidney stone.
Cooking up another one. Why wouldn't I? We got a support drive coming up. Of course I have one.
Just in time.
I know. It's so crazy. I'm curious. Like,
and you know, stress makes it worse.
So. I know. And I got a lot of stress going on right now too. And then I tried to not drink as much soda because that kind of aggravates it when I'm like traveling. And I did all right, but I didn't do
great. If you're saying you did all right, yeah. You probably drank what normal people drink.
Yeah, I did not drink as much. I drank more than
I was
than
telling
I
a friend of mine yesterday. She's a diabetic, and I was telling her about your concoction from Dunkin' Donuts, The Beast.
Oh,
with
yes.
6 pumps of caramel syrup,
yes.
6 pumps of cream, and 6 pumps of liquid cane sugar,
yes.
Along with cream, sweet foam,
yep.
On the very top.
And less ice.
And she was shocked. She was like, is he dead?
No, he's not.
No. And I even told her, I said, he has said before, if his doctor told him he needed to cut back on sugar, he would just tell his family it's been a great life.
Yeah, had a good run. Love y'all.
Gotta
like,
go.
Because I just don't think I could beat it. Like, and then you're traveling and you get a bag of like, I don't know, like Bucky's cotton candy taffy and you finish it before you get to your destination.
That's
you're
a problem.
Like, yeah.
For anyone.
I know.
But like a fun problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like one that you should be stressed out about.
Yeah.
In the moment.
You got a problem. That's a good one.
What
to
if
have.
Your kidney stones are caused from sugar?
I don't know.
Is that even a possibility?
That's not what they told me.
Did they tell you?
It's calcium, which so then I stopped drinking milk and now my bones break. No. no, like it's calcium and then they are aggravated by stress and I do think that the other stuff does have an effect, like the caffeine and things like that.
The most common type of kidney stone is a calcium oxalate stone.
Yeah.
Most kidney stones are formed with oxalate, a byproduct of a certain foods, binds to calcium as urine is being made by the kidneys.
Sounds fun.
Both oxalate and calcium are increased when the body doesn't have enough fluids and also has too much salt.
Okay. Well, and the salt's not a problem, but yeah, the fluids are an issue. So I did try to drink more water while I was on vacation. I was down in
grape
Florida.
Water.
I did drink. Oh, yeah, it's definitely grape water. So I was drinking that with my daughter, but we went to Starbucks one day. And I tried to replicate the drink rock that I get at Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible. I ordered exactly the way I order at Dunkin', and it was so not good. Like, not even close. I drank a quarter of it and threw it out.
I am looking up the biggest kidney stone.
Oh, okay.
Just over 5 inches.
Oh, my God.
At its widest point.
Oh!
That's like...
Yeah,
massive.
That you have to have surgically
that's
removed.
That's like a hand.
Yeah, that's surgically removed. Like, I've still been fortunate that I passed them.
You're not passing that.
Not that. No.
And living.
No, like, that's, that's bad.
Golly.
Yeah, they're not fun.
That's
Betty Rock sent
rock.
Me a story of somebody at Disney World, because I was at Disney with my daughter and my wife, and Betty Rock sent me a story of a girl who passed a kidney stone at Disney, and it was so small. I was like, nice try.
Oh,
you know?
Good grief. Ridiculous.
I've passed so many giant ones. All right, let's get into some of this stuff here. You know how we've been talking about TikTok? Will they be banned? Will they won't be banned? Well, There is a new app that is called Lemonate, but it is by TikTok's creators. So they're already planning for TikTok getting banned. And so they created a new app called Lemonate. But, I mean, it's still the Chinese parent company. So, I mean, why do they
think... That'll just get eliminated too.
Yeah, I don't know why they think that would be any different. But it's that's the thing, man. Social media, when something goes away, something else takes its place. Mm-hmm. It very rarely is there a hole left in the market.
And honestly, I don't know what Wally will do when TikTok is banned. I mean, he's left with...
Here's the deal.
A quiet...
I like TV shows like...
Tunnel.
I know. Well, I like TV shows like Ridiculousness. It makes me laugh. I love that show. And so I can watch, you know, half hour episodes of that. Mm-hmm. And TikTok is the same type thing. And so like when I was traveling, I didn't have... I wasn't logging into my streaming and stuff. And so I would just watch TikTok, you know, like sitting at the hotel or whatever before I go to bed, I watch TikTok. And it's my wife at first is like, oh, you're doing that again. I'm like, I know. Look at this cat. And then that's how I get her in with one cute cat video, mm-hmm. then a cute puppy video. And before mm-hmm. you know it, an hour and a half later, we're both watching TikTok videos until you have to just stop. My daughter and I used to play a game of like whose would come up the better video in the feed, and we'd like duel them. Mm-hmm. Our feed is messed up because Betty Rock
watches
videos and it throws off our algorithm.
Yeah, I'm the problem.
I started losing to Haley. But anyway, so Lemonade is going to be new. It is a photo-based app that resembles, they say, a mixture of Instagram and Pinterest, sprinkled with videos that look like the ones on TikTok. Mm. That sounds like a weird app, right?
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, like, I mean, why would you
why
add
don't you
the
just
Pinterest
make
to
TikTok
it?
Too?
Yeah, exactly, and call it TikTok. Took or something.
Or talk tick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't mess with the Mona Lisa. You don't put paint on it.
No.
It's really good the way it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I love that that's what we equate the TikTok to these days.
It is the only social media, and I know, look, let me give a disclaimer. It's got a bunch of garbage on it. Absolutely. The language on there and some of the things people put. Once your algorithm knows you, then you start to get just the stuff that you like and you avoid that other stuff. Yeah. But absolutely. If you're a parent, this is not an endorsement for TikTok, and don't monitor what your kids are watching because there is a lot of mess on there. That said,
do monitor.
No, I'm saying, definitely monitor. I'm saying this is not us saying don't monitor.
Oh, okay.
100%
that's all
monitor.
I heard was, don't monitor.
No. 100% monitor your kids on this. But as an adult, there are things that like I find funny in it, and it's the only social media that I've actually found that I enjoy or that I use. I very rarely use Instagram. I don't have Instagram or Facebook. I never use Facebook. Those are just for work. You know, that's what we use for work. But TikTok I actually use as something that I like. Now, I don't get on it and like make TikToks because that would be lame.
It's hard work.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I mean, we have made a few, but...
Yeah.
It's
well, you do it. You do
my
it.
My direction.
Right. Yeah. Like I can't. I don't do it. And I'm not going to sit there in my house and make TikTok videos.
Yeah, that'd be pretty lame. Yeah. have you talked about your trip?
No.
Did you plan on talking about it?
Oh, I don't know.
I would assume people want to know.
It was somewhat uneventful, which was good. I mean, like no problems, nothing crazy happened except for we went to go. I posted a couple things in our stories, and we went to our friends who have a boat and the dock at their parents' house.
You saw a gator.
Oh,
that was cool.
That was a little one. There was a 10-foot gator at basically right at the end of their dock. Mm-hmm. So like we're gonna jump in and swim and everything like that. You're like, oh. No.
Yeah.
And then it had a baby to the side of their dock. Mm. And then as we went out in the lake, there was like every time we look around, gator, gator, gator. They were everywhere in this
lake. Is there ever gator hunting season?
Yes, there is in Louisiana, and I don't know about Florida anymore. Mm. Like for a while, gators, you couldn't hunt them. They were protected. And I think they have gator season in Florida as well. I think they do. Because otherwise, the population just goes crazy.
Did you listen to that podcast I told you about?
No. I listened to one of those podcasts about a bear ate my face.
I listened to that one, yeah.
Yeah, that is a mess of a podcast.
Yeah, like, it's called How I Survived, and it's about these people that have gone through something crazy and lived to tell about it. Like the one Wally's mentioning, this woman lived in California, and she was just working in her garden or something, And this bear just came up and, I mean, attacked
her. She was very descriptive in everything that went on. And
yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
No, it is not. My wife was listening to this. She's like, oh, blah, blah. Like, it was really bad. But then the way she describes it, because she's so matter of fact about it, you're like, oh, okay. Well, she's like laughing about things. And like,
did you look up her picture?
I did not, because I was afraid. She said she doesn't look like she got hit by a bear. Is that true?
Yes. I was shocked.
Will you look it up for me real quick? Can you?
I Googled it because I was like, there's no way you couldn't tell that you didn't get mauled by a bear. No. Whoever was her doctor or plastic surgeon, they killed it.
Because from the way she described how badly she was injured, there was no way I was thinking, you do not have a face, you know? And so then when she said, oh, I'm actually, you wouldn't know to look at me that I was attacked by a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she was older and you already have wrinkly skin. Then that would help with like rebuilding it because you don't have to pull it tight. Maybe, I don't know. But so yeah, I listened to that one podcast and I was like, oh, Marty was out. And normally I'll listen to earbuds like when I drive if she doesn't want to listen to podcasts and stuff. But we were listening to music and stuff together. And then she's doing the Tara Lee Cobble Bible reading through the Bible for a year. And so she would read that to me. She would read all the chapters to me and then would play the commentary from Tara Lee Cobble.
Do you remember any of them?
No. I remember stuff about David.
Okay, Psalms? Most of the Old Testament, I guess.
You know, David did not write all the Psalms?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who else
still
did.
Still a lot of Psalms out there.
Yeah. And so he...
But we do give him a lot of credit for them.
Oh, yeah. He wrote
most of them.
But yeah, there was this one.
Is that?
Like crazy. Oh, wow. No way. Oh, when you see the other pictures of what the bear did.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, you would never, ever know that.
That person should get a lot of money.
Doesn't she look amazing?
Fixed her up.
Yes.
Like you would never be able to tell that she got attacked.
Never in a million years would you be able to say that
she's amazing.
No, that's... Wow.
Her name is Alina Hansen, if you want to look her up.
And then, like, what happened to Meg Ryan? You know, you took Meg Ryan, who was one of the most beautiful, cute women in Hollywood, and then she did all this plastic surgery, and it messed her up so badly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she almost should go get mauled by a bear, go to this doctor, and see what he can do.
That was going over.
That's
is that
wrong.
Like, you, yes,
that's
you,
wrong.
You look for the too far line.
I found it. No, but I'm saying, like, I feel bad for her, but because, again, like...
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that really what you're saying?
You just didn't let me finish.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is I hate that she felt the pressure of society and her business to alter her face in such a way that ended badly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is a crime. I think that is a tragedy and a travesty.
Can I talk about my story? Because it is a crime.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So the Fast and Furious movie franchise has been going since 2001. That was when the first movie was released. Now, some 20 years later, they're still fast and they're still furious. The next film is set to release next month. It's called Fast X.
Oh, yeah.
And Vin Diesel, of course, is in it.
I don't have friends. I got family.
He's such a bad actor. He and Keanu Reeves should do a movie together and try to out-bad act each other.
Vin Diesel, one of the star characters in the franchise, he stated recently that Fast X is so in-depth that it'll be split into two separate films.
Do we need that?
No, we don't need that. He did add that he expects the 10th and the 11th films to conclude the main storyline.
But then there'll be spinoffs.
Oh, of course there will be. And you're like, how does this keep going?
Because didn't they do a spinoff with The Rock and Jason Statham?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw was a spinoff from Fast and Furious, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. So like, because I don't know the franchise at all. I've seen half of one
I've
or two of
none
them.
None of it.
And I saw Hobbs and Shaw.
I liked Hobbs and Shaw more than I've liked any of the like Fast and Furious movies, but I'm just not as, like, I'm a bigger Dwayne Johnson fan than I am a Vin Diesel fan. But this is Vin Diesel's, like, only bread and butter, and I think it's, like, stale bread and butter as well. Because anything Dwayne touches, I'm kind of into.
Oh, yeah, even The Rock's, like, one of my favorite Rock movies is The Game Plan, the Disney movie where he's a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Back before he was, like, an uber-crazy big actor.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Oh, so
really good.
Stupid is a mean word.
Nicely done.
It's my favorite.
Do you know that Toby Mac had a song in that movie?
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, when they're at the club and he's there and then she's I think it might be that one. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's in the background of the club. Yeah.
Interesting. Do you want to go to birthdays?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to do the birthday shout outs that we had already done in the previous Aftercast before the computer deleted it.
Oh, I know. I guess you weren't here.
Yeah.
So we did a Aftercast, did a whole thing, did 25-minute Aftercast, and I clicked on this computer, and like I do every time, I hit stop, and then all of a sudden a window came up, and you had a choice of like an okay or an X. I didn't even click either of them. I put my mouse over it, and the thing just shut down the computer.
I'm
well, there we go.
We posted a video about this on our potty group on Facebook, and a lot of potties don't know if they believe you.
No, honest truthful. You know I don't lie on honest truthful. I did nothing wrong. I would own it if I did.
Did we re-record? At that point, it was time to go on vacation.
Yeah.
It was time for a long weekend.
Yeah. Peace out, man. You do 25 minutes, and then you try to go back and rehab the conversation.
It's not possible. I can't remember who it was. I'm trying to look it up real fast.
Why would you guys
fast.
Do that?
But, so we posted this video of you explaining the whole situation.
Yeah.
And there was one that was my favorite comment. Let me look it up.
I know people don't believe me, I did not do it.
So it's Laura. Laura, she posted a GIF of Kevin holding the chili bowl
from
on the office.
Oh, yes.
And you know, it falls on the chili. And she put Wally carrying the Aftercast.
Funny.
That is accurate.
Man. That is very funny. Yep. Okay, but no, it's not accurate, but it's funny.
Accurate. No. Caitlin. So we did get these in, but Caitlin, here we are again. Caitlin wants to wish her best friend since high school, Julie, a happy birthday, saying she's an amazing friend, loves sports, coffee, and traveling.
Nice.
Then we've got Aaron, who wants to wish his
good thing we're redoing them.
Aaron wants to wish Ashley a happy birthday, saying she's an amazing mom, wife that loves cooking, driving, packing, and cleaning.
Nice.
Then we've got mom, dad, Leah, and Abby, who wants to wish Jackson a happy birthday. We call him Jack. He's a wild left-handed 5-year-old boy.
That's funny.
That's awesome. Happy birthday. And then Emily, today is her birthday. We're going to answer her question. She said not my birthday. And didn't ever get a birthday shout out in, but had a question.
Oh.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a rule follower do you think you are, and what would your showmates rate you?
Oh, a rule follower?
So let's say 10 is like the expert rule follower.
Yeah.
And 1 is nothing.
It's tough because you have like work stuff and life stuff.
Yeah.
I would put Betty... let me write down my answer for Betty and Gavin. Okay, so Betty, Gavin. Okay,
where my pen is.
Okay, so I have my ratings down of them. So Betty, where would you put yourself?
If 10 is an expert,
you follow all the rules.
I would put myself at like a 7.5.
Okay, I put you down at a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you will bend the rules and you'll follow certain rules that you feel like you should
break.
But then you do follow most of the rules.
Right, because I want to keep the peace.
Right, yeah. And so you do that. Gavin, where'd you put yourself at?
I'm going to say a 9. And if I am
9.
not a 10,
5.
It's because I don't break rules on purpose. Like, it's like, maybe I didn't know that was a rule.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I just accidentally did something wrong. But okay. I do not care for rule breaking.
Okay, I put you down as a 9.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So I got that. What did you have him at?
Oh, 9.5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not here to break rules.
Yeah. All right.
Now,
yeah.
I would put you down as a... -0.5.
Oh, wow.
I don't think any rule you're first going to come to as no.
Yeah, usually.
But it needs to be proven. You need to be shown that this is actually for your good.
Right. It needs to make sense.
It needs to make sense to you, or you will not follow it.
Oh, no, 100%. I don't care if it's work. I don't care if it's the
Jesus.
Law. Yeah, well, Jesus. Okay, I follow most of his. I try.
Hopefully.
He had so many hard ones. Don't kill someone. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? It's funny because I put myself down as a 5.
I was thinking that, too.
Thank you.
You're not, like, too terrible at it.
5?
why?
Yeah, because here's the deal.
You question everything, though, I do. Think.
But I do like rules. Like, when people break rules, other people break rules that I think are important, then I go nuts.
That's true.
Like okay, for example, like, if you're in traffic, I got stuck in traffic coming home from vacation, and I hate it. But then there's always that guy that goes out into the emergency lane and whips past everybody and then cuts back in. Like,
that ain't okay.
Because you would think if you're, like, a rule breaker, then fine, I would do that, too. I would never in a million years do that. Like, but so when I see people doing it, it makes me outrageously mad.
Or that lady that put on her lipstick as she's looking at you.
Yeah.
Not letting you in.
Yeah, to literally park in front of our driveway so I couldn't get out, and then she just sat there. Like, and so, like, rules, even though there was a thing that said don't block the driveway. So rules that I deem important are, like, I want
that
everyone
bother
to follow.
You. Yes. That rules that hinder you.
Right.
Someone's breaking, yeah, that's a problem.
But like other rules here where they're like, hey, you have to learn this new system. And I'm like, no. Hey, Betty, can you go to these five-hour training sessions?
I have to sit in them by myself.
And I am thankful every day that you did that.
Are
so thank you?
You
very much. I am. Thank you very much for your hard work.
And the thing is, too, it's like you have only child syndrome or you have youngest child syndrome because you get away with everything. They're like, okay, yeah, Wally's not going to do this program. So
because
they don't even bother inviting you.
Because I've set up what I will and will not tolerate, you know, like, and so it's like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, and so I'm now, that said, I also have value to them, you know, here. And so that lets me kind of call some of my own shots. Trust me, the second I don't have value here anymore, I lose all those rights. And they're chipping away at those as we speak. So I'm losing more and more rights every day. Or not rights, but things that I think are my rights.
Rules.
So yeah, exactly. So they're chipping away at these. They're trying to take the edge off of me as hard as they can, but we'll see. We'll see how that
goes.
He
will persevere.
I will. Yeah. I will fight the power. Gavin. Wait, we did Gavin. We did Betty. We did me. Did we get everybody?
I think we might be good.
Okay, we're good. All right. Well, that's going to do it for your aftercast because we got some other stuff we have to do today. We should have some Newsboys video up tomorrow, which will be fun for you to check out. It's Betty Rock's Teachable Moment. And other than that, thanks for being a potty.